The head of Iraq's monitoring directorate told reporters in Baghdad Thursday he does not expect next week's report to the Security Council by UN weapons inspectors to be completely positive or negative. The official also said his government is having difficulty convincing Iraqi scientists to agree to be interviewed in private. The official, Lieutenant General Hossam Mohammed Amin, says his government has encouraged at least six Iraqi scientists to agree to be interviewed by UN weapons inspectors in private, but all refused, saying they wanted government officials to be present. Weapons inspectors believe Iraqi scientists would be more forthcoming with pertinent information outside the presence of Iraqi officials. Lieutenant General Amin said Iraqi officials did their best to push the scientist, but said they refused to make such interviews without the presence of Iraqi government officials. He also said he expects an upcoming report by UN weapons inspectors to the Security Council not to be, as he put it, totally favorable to Iraq, but at least gray. On Monday, Chief UN Weapons Inspector Hans Blix files a progress report with the Council on Iraq's cooperation with the UN mission to certify that Iraq is free of banned weapons. Lieutenant General Amin said he hoped Mr. Blix will not emphasize points of disagreement, such as Iraq's refusal to allow the inspectors to use U-2 spy planes unless they are accompanied by Iraqi aircraft. On Thursday, UN weapons inspectors visited food stores, a missile factory, a fiberglass production plant, and a university in Baghdad. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Cairo.